Block for He's So Worth It Ministries. Struggling as a Christian is normal. We are in a battle. Do you ever struggle with repeated sin issues, with desiring to change a bad habit or to follow through with your resolutions, only to fail again? What in the world is going on? We're at war with the enemy of God and our souls. I think many of us believe that there shouldn't be a struggle once we've decided to change or move forward in an area. If we're growing in Christ and making progress, why do we still have difficulty? Because we still have a sinful nature exerting its influence. The world is still pulling on us, and the evil one is still trying to discourage us. You and I need to sink this truth deep into our hearts and minds. There will always be a struggle, a battle in this fallen world. Only in heaven will there be no more sin. Satan and his demons will be locked up in hell, unbelievers and their unredeemed sinful souls with them, and our sinful natures will be totally gone, no longer there to grieve the heart of our dear Savior. I can't wait. It's natural for us to want the battle to be over. I get so tired of fighting. I don't want to be in a battle. I don't want to fight anymore, says a little girl in me, stomping her foot. But I don't have a choice. Neither do you. The enemy of our souls is not giving up until he's locked up. Deceiving us to believe there shouldn't be a struggle is just one of his tactics. He wants us to get discouraged, making us think we can never change, making us feel, what's the use, and give up. We need to become more aware of his conniving, insidious schemes. We need to learn his tactics so we can be on guard against them. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Satan has already lost the war. He was defeated on the cross by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't let him win those one-on-one skirmishes with you. Don't fight the devil alone either. He's too strong for you. Call on your commander-in-chief, Jesus. David said in Psalm 18:17, he rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. Don't let Satan steal your joy, peace, your abundant life. Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So, my friends, fight for it with Christ's power. Victory is assured. Don't live from a defeated point of view, but realize that you are indeed in a battle if you're a Christian, like it or not.